rock and roll generation. Rock and roll, you. 1962 was a year that couldn't wait to begin.
Let me in! Woo! Woo!
But 1962 was the year of the twist. A dance that swept every corner of every domain from Podunk to Paris. Philadelphia fat boy Chubby Checker sang The Twist, a song written by Hank Ballard. Not only was it a song, but it was also a dance. You stood in place, and you twisted and contorted your body in naturally a twisting position. Chubby Checker had been an obscure, believe it or not, chicken flicker, a man who made minimum wage and picked feathers from chickens prior to them being put on sale in a local Philadelphia poultry shop. Then he called on the nation.
Everybody twist!
Just like a few years before, the anti-people got on the bandwagon. Parents, clergy, sociologists, psychiatrists were calling The Twist a crude, filthy, dirty, obscene dance.
I'm gonna twist with you.
With gestures that were unacceptable to the majority. Nevertheless, it was to be the year of The Twist. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1962. Gene Chandler on the rock and roll generation from 1962.
WPGC FM Morningside. Coming soon. More than triple the power every hour.
Return the sender.
Elvis Presley, Return to Sender. Oh, all that money, maybe, huh, Elvis? He's always got a hit every time you turn around. 61, 62, 63.
Gentlemen, music power.
It's 11:03. Do you know where the young people in your family are right now? Another good citizen service of WPGC. We're on the FM side. That's 95 and a half. More dances from the year 62. A dish or a dance, gang? Talk about nostalgia. That reminds me of the mashed potatoes they used to serve in the Student Union building. Oh, they were so bad. It's 11:06 on the Madison Show from WPGC. 1962, the year of the Hot Rod. Hot Rod songs.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Thought those were her measurements.
Well,
huh.
I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes. Giddy up, giddy up.
The Beach Boys from 1962, you'd get some argument, guys. I mean, the Ford men out there just raising Cain, calling the station. It's terrible. Booker T and the MGs, the rock and roll generation continues with Green Onions. I'm supposed to say happy birthday, and I will, to Sean, who is the biggest fan of bubblegum music. Sean is 3 years old today.
WPGC.
Clyde McFatter, Lover, please.
Lover, please come back. Don't take the train coming down the track. Lover, please come back.
Clyde McFatter on the rock and roll generation from 1962. Sean called back and he wanted to say thanks a lot. He's only three, huh?
WPGC.
Somebody had to dial the number for him. Cloudy, windy, and cold tonight with a low in the low 20s. Tomorrow, windy and cold with some sunshine. High near 40. It's 32 good guy degrees.
WPGC. Gentlemen, Jim.
Otis Redding.
Arms of mine. Oh, man.
WPGC. Two in a row.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation. 1962.
Other groups got into the twist action. Joey D and the Starlighters gave it a flavor. Sam Cooke made a marathon out of it.
The man with the weirdest name of the year, Gary U.S. Bonds, got his girlfriend into the act with his hit record, Dear Lady Twist. The Isley Brothers, they said it loud. They went into Twist and Shout. Chubby Checker got back into the act and slowed the pace down with Slow Twistin'. The year was lit up by Claudine Clark and her big song of Party Lights. Pat Boone went south of the border with Speedy Gonzalez. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1962.
Can you say Speedy Gonzalez on the radio? I don't know what the commission would have to say about that. It's 1118. Somebody just called and said to say hi to Buzz because he's going back to the old country. I don't know what that means. Rufus Thomas on the Madison Show. The Dog.
Come on, babe.
Rufus Thomas from 1962. It's 20 minutes after 11 o'clock on WPGC. Number one, Saturday, the 27th of December. Neil Sedaka. Neil Sedaka from 1962. This is the Vince Guaraldi Creo called Cast Your Fate to the Wind. One of the prettiest things from 1962. Temperatures and high winds put the freeze on the nation's capital. Icy tracks cause train derailment in Washington County. Police in Prince George's County are looking for a hit-and-run driver who ran down Will Coburn of Lanham. He is in critical condition. A group of ex-convicts speaks in favor of D.C. Corrections Chief Kenneth Hardy. Bad weather for the Northeast continues with flooding mixed with heavy snows and high winds.
Tell you one thing, I want my kids to have a college education.
You know, millions of Americans want something better for their kids. And the cost of education is continually on the rise. You can't help. Here's how. Give to the college of your choice. Another good citizen service of the good guys from WPGC.
WPGC weather word, cloudy, windy, and cold tonight with a low in the low 20s. Tomorrow, windy and cold, some sunshine, high near 40. It's 32 degrees. Jim Madison, WPGC, Pulse Beat News.
WPGC, sound off.
What have people got against salesmen? They're out to make a living just like anyone else. Don't swear at them. Don't slam the door in their faces. Give them some consideration. One of the salesmen might just have something you've been looking for. Joel Hendrickson, Baltimore Avenue, Tacoma Park. Your response is welcome.
Best Sound Off of the Week wins $10. Address yours to Sound Off, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington, D.C.
That's the stripper. I've been looking for that record all night long.
WPGC FM Morningside. Coming soon. More than triple the power every hour.
WPGC Good Guys Radio. It's him, Gentleman Jim.
Gang, I love those jingle singers. 1962, the rock and roll generation continues.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation. 1962. Dee Dee Sharp was busy in the kitchen, serving up a heap and helping out. Day
David Rose did a put on about a take off the stripper. There were all kinds of new dances being created that year. Everybody was doing something that year. Gene Chandler joined royalty with his Duke of Earl. Freddie Cannon took a few rides at Palisades Park. Claude King decided to visit the Ozarks and warn you.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain.
Kenny Ball left the country with Midnight in Moscow. We think, but we're not really sure. Maybe the Marvelettes discovered Hugh Hefner with their song Playboy. Jimmy Clanton began a fashion craze with Venus in blue jeans. And for the Corsairs, they were wandering around in smoky places. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1962.
Thank you very much. I hear just a little bit of shout.
So you make me wanna.
Come on now, 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 come on now. You all right now? Come on now, come on now.
Joey D and the Starlighters, a little bit of shout. 24 minutes in front of midnight on the Madison Show from WPGC.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain. I don't care about a little
buckshot. Would you care about a little buckshot? It's 21 minutes before 12 o'clock midnight. Chuck Hunter, I think, is the next one up. He'll be here at midnight, and then it'll be Sunday. Right now, Saturday, the 27th of December. Weatherman says cloudy and cold and a high near 40 tomorrow. Ricky Nelson from 1962. I hate to do this, but somebody said they'd dedicate one to me.
Some people call me a teenage idol.
Sorry about that.
People say they envy me. I guess they've got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. How lonesome.
Ricky Nelson, 1962 on WPGC. It's 18 minutes before 12. Brenda Lee, here comes that feeling. Don't know what it is yet.
Here comes that feeling again, and it ain't right. Here comes that lonely feeling again.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1962. Don and Juan were confused.
What's your name?
But the Shirelles knew that, baby, it was you. Chubby Checker, still not satisfied, created another dance, the Popeye. And weird enough, from the land of Caruso came Emilio Pettacoli, who in his native tongue captivated an American audience.
Who?
1962 was exuberant, fresh, and truly teen-oriented. It was evident that 1962 was a young world.
Now, the first person that says that's got something to do with pot gets a hit in the mouth. I'm sorry, it doesn't.
Music, power.
The second of three, and they're all these in a row. Sherry from 1962, the Four Seasons. Sam Cooke, third of three in a row, twisting the night away. Huh. Wow.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away.
twisting the night away. Can you believe that? 7 minutes before midnight. I mean, I'm going to hate to leave this control room. I'm going to lock the door, see, and Chuck Hunter won't be able to get in. And he'll probably say, okay, and leave. That son of a gun. The Rock and Roll Generation, 1962. This has been Jim Madison. See you tomorrow night. Police get 105 recruits, the most ever. Armed bandit robs a corner grocery store of $50 in Northwest D.C. Baltimore's mayor says he favors state aid to private schools. Larry Hogan will tell the facts about Nixon's D.C. crime bill to residents of D.C. Vice President Agnew is winging his way from Honolulu to Guam on the second leg of his 10-nation Asian tour. The search goes on in the Pacific for survivors of that ammunition ship that exploded yesterday. Only 14 of the 39-man crew have been found. It's 4 minutes before 12 midnight. Do you know where the young people in your family are right now? Another good citizen service of WPGC. Weather word, cloudy, windy, and cold tonight with a low in the low 20s. Tomorrow, windy and cold with some sunshine, high near 40. It's 32 degrees. Jim Madison, WPGC, Pulse Beat News.
The Rock and Roll Generation.
Rock and Roll Music.
1963.
Love you.
Variety was the spice of life in the musical year of 1963. The Motown sound got heavier and more things came out of Detroit. Newer groups and personalities from the Detroit area popped up with hit after hit on the charts. Martha and the Vandellas. The Miracles. Stevie Wonder. And others. This is the continuing story of the Rock and Roll Generation, 1963.
I heard about this fellow you've been dancing with all over the neighborhood. But why did you ask me, baby? Why didn't you think I could?
Big-hearted good guys, you are number one. I dig all these oldies, they're turning me on. Come on, the other, come on, the other, come on, the other, be not wrong.
That's Madison and Hunter singing, isn't that terrible? Chuck wouldn't admit to it.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, he thought it was good. Right. It's midnight.